Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, here we go. Battling the voice, so I apologize for that. I don't know. Josh is here. Josh is an Iron Man today. Dave, unfortunately, he's got everybody in his family sick.
Yeah.
And when I found out that, I wished him all the best and said, stay away from me. Because it's, fair. First of all, it's awful when you're sick. And then if you're in this business where it's a petri dish, but you also have the option. Well, Dave, you guys don't have the option. Producers just can't say, hey, I'll hit all the buttons from Josh lives in Kenwood. Josh has a mansion in Kenwood.
Yeah.
He lives there in the lap of luxury.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't push the buttons from there. Dave has to come in. So we got a daughter. We got a wife. We got everybody sick. So Josh is in. He's in till 1:30. I'm the split shift guy.
Yeah.
I get you for 90. Yeah. I get Tubbsy for 90. I take a cook is out.
Cook is hosting.
Oh,
Cook and J-Lo. Cook and J-Lo, I believe.
Seems like.
Oh, wait. Cook and Tubbs, then J-Lo's got twins. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I was going to say, is Tubbsy just coming in for 90? Why can't Cook go old school and just produce for 90 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, it's prepping. Yeah, come on. Quitter.
We know the 3-6 host doesn't prep. He's Instagramming until 2:54 when he walks in and says, what'd you talk about today? You know, so.
Yeah.
Good luck to Dave. We're going to get into this topic in just a matter of moments. Why would you do it? Why would you do it? But I'm going to say what I witnessed today should cause this individual to lose, in this case, her license. I had pulled into a spot. This individual, Josh, was trying to parallel park, but the opposite way. Instead of going past the spot, spinning, either having a fancy car like you do or tough guys like us just looking in the back. She was trying to go forward. She was trying to go forward at an angle I've never seen before. And I think it was about 15 attempts before she was finally in the car, in the spot, and still about 3 feet. No, not even 3 feet. 5-6 feet from the street.
Yeah.
I think if at that point you don't know at least conceptually how to attempt to parallel parking, you instantly lose your driver's license, yes or no?
Yeah.
I think so.
It doesn't matter where, when, especially don't do it in Minneapolis, but it does happen a lot in Minneapolis when I'm trying to get out of town. They will stop right in front of you as you're going full speed, get on that up ramp.
Yep.
And they'll be like, all right, we're going to pill it. No, not the time.
No. Well, but that's a tough call because if you see a spot.
Yeah.
See, and this isn't even, I'm not even saying you can't parallel park. Mm-hmm. This person was trying to start from behind the spot and then going at a, give me one of the triangles we learned in algebra and geometry, which we'd never used again, and just over, and I was on the phone, and I just kept watching it. and watching. And then the phone call was done, and I couldn't. It was like I was going to grab my popcorn because I was watching this person trying to park. So, yeah, if you don't know even the concept of going forward to then start the backing in, you automatically lose your license. I'm not saying I'm the greatest parallel parker.
No.
But I know I have to go in front of the car
yeah.
to then back up. Okay. Why would you do it? Minnesota Reformer with one of many stories just reminded me again. We're about a week away from an attempted murder of John and Yvette Hoffman and the murder of Mark and Melissa Hortman and who knows how many people. Who knows? I mean, we've seen some of the list. There were dozens and dozens of people on it. There were numerous organizations. Stop at legislators Rest and Bonner. And who knows where this disgusting, vicious individual was going to go next. And as Joe Thompson said the other day in a very impressive press conference, also in a conversation with Jason, there was meticulous planning by him. We right now have an enormous divide in our country. Let's use the president as an example. There are people who love him. There are people who think he is the greatest president ever. There are people who think he should be president for life. There are other people who are repelled by him, who think he's incompetent, who doesn't think for one second that he should be the president. And by the way, because he's the president and because he is such a force of nature, he's going to draw that reaction. But so do hundreds, if not thousands, of other legislators. And we're all allowed to have our personal opinion, and that's part of what I do here. I give my opinion. I give it strongly. That doesn't mean I'm convinced. In fact, I'm never convinced. I'm the only opinion that has merit, but I have a microphone in front of me. They pay me to give an opinion. If you disagree, I may disagree with you vociferously. That's part of it. I try to come with facts. I try to put the work in. You get to disagree. So now, for me also, and by the way, I am highly critical of Donald Trump. That doesn't mean I'm a lefty because I was highly critical of Joe Biden. No interest voting for him when he showed he was not capable. As I've said thousands of times, I've voted for Republicans and independents and Democrats throughout my life. Now, am I going to vote MAGA? Nope. Am I going to vote Bernie Sanders, AOC? Nope. There's no chance. There's no chance I'm voting either one. I still think I reflect the 50, 60, 70-some percent of this country who are in the center. But most people don't speak out. But now we see again what happened. And we have been building towards something like this for a long time because it's already happened. Two separate times yesterday, or last year, Donald Trump was almost assassinated. Obviously, the one in Butler, much more visible. But we still don't have any details on the golf course one. Like, it's shocking how little details we have on both of those. It's unacceptable that we don't have more information on an attempt to kill the former and now present president of the United States. Think about Paul Pelosi. This maniac was going to kill the Speaker of the House. And you want to talk about the discourse briefly, by the way? How many people made fun of that? Mainly far-right folks, including a guy named Donald John Trump. Paul Pelosi, and we can put aside just for part of this conversation, but I'll raise it now. Oh, yeah, I have a lot of questions on inside information from his wife and how much money he's made. Sure. That's not tied to this conversation when a guy shows up and is trying to hammer him to death. But think about how quick the jokes were about that. How about we go back to when another maniac, who the Pelosi person was far to the right, then this maniac was far to the left, who found the members of Congress getting ready for the annual summer ball game and was trying to kill all of them. Severely damaged Steve Scalise. And the only reason why it wasn't just a killing field is because the representative, Mr. Scalise, was in a leadership position, still is in a leadership position, and so there was security there. You heard, what was it, Jeff Flake and Rand Paul talk about climbing on the ground like a worm, staying as low as possible, trying to get to the dugout. We got a story today about a representative getting run off the road. There's a story about state lawmakers that the reformer highlighted. 9 of 10 of all state lawmakers, not just Minnesota, but across the country now, face insults. 4 of 10 harassment and threats. And to the surprise of no one, women 4 times more likely than men. We just had on Dean Phillips a couple days ago. Dean Phillips, because of the interviews on this show and the fact that we agree in so many areas, we become good friends. At the time when I interviewed him, nope. Would I have stepped away further if he was staying in office? Yeah. He's out of office right now. I think Dean Phillips would be a tremendous governor for this state. But as someone who likes him, who worries about people who are in elective office, I'm not sure I want him going there. I also think it's almost impossible because we got the monopolies, the Republicans and Democrats. Now, Dean is worth a lot of money. He could put a lot of money into that. I would love to see someone in the middle take on both the parties. But considering how difficult it is to get anything done, considering if you don't just go to the fringes of your party right now to stay elected, considering how toxic a lot of the byplay is, and I still am disgusted by individuals in the early hours of last Saturday morning, when even before we even knew if Melissa and Mark Hortman were alive or they had been murdered. And what did people do, including prominent people in this town across the country? Whatever your brand was, whether it's to the right or to the left, whether it's the right to blame Tim Walz or the left to blame Donald Trump, right away, you're awful. Can we find out just maybe a tidbit of information? And then some of these frauds then would later retweet individuals who would say, let's come together. I'm thinking, you're retweeting that? When it's 7, 8, 9 in the morning, you knew exactly who to blame. And, of course, it was on your brand. Because what do I need? I need clicks. I need more followers. So I asked this question. I would love phone calls and texts on it. Why would you jump into politics right now? Is it really worth it? Is it worth it at the state level? You don't make that much money. You make money. I don't want to completely dismiss it, but it's not viewed full time. Right now in our state, either one side has total control, and that's pretty much the liberals right now, and they steamroll the Republicans, or if it's close, it basically comes down to 5 or 6 people deciding everything. And then in this, the Senate and congressional level, unless you're in a very unique district and they're shrinking and shrinking, you better be totally MAGA or you better be totally AOC. And then there are threats on your life. And the harassment. I don't know why somebody would do it. I hope we continue to have great people. I hope more people in the center are represented. I just don't know why people do it. Is it worth it? Tell me. 651-461-9226. Do you think it is worth it still? And I hope it is. I just can't imagine me recommending it to anybody I know who I believe in. 651-461.
Wow. I have feelings.
What if they start wheeling oxygen in here, Josh? Would that be a bad sign?
It'd be the most AC we've ever gotten in this building.
That is fair. That is fair. This building, tomorrow. Are you working tomorrow afternoon?
I'm luckily not here again tomorrow. Okay. I'm here Sunday.
Tomorrow afternoon when it's 97, it might be 40 in here because sometimes the air just kicks in and then it kicks in with the force of the most menacing lion you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Or it might be 150 in here. It also is potentially in this studio.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes one temperature and it's 20 degrees different in the newsroom. So good luck to all sorts of folks. We're asking the question, considering everything that is a part of politics, including the murder of two individuals, the attempted murder of two others, and again, who knows how many, and just the discourse and what's happened before, is it really worth it? If you were inclined to pursue politics, would you encourage someone close to you to pursue politics? I get it. This is a different day. We're getting to the first day of summer, finally. And it's a Friday, so the audience is a little bit different. Because a lot of people, they're stuck in Albertville right now because it's probably the yearly, decadely, centrally traffic on 94 headed to Brainerd. Send a text. Call. Is it worth it? 651-461-9226. Melinda is listening. Go ahead, Melinda. You're on WCCO.
Hey, yeah. You know, I met Dean Phillips a few years back, and he had a forum at Braemar Arena, and, you know, he brought together Democrats and Republicans. Not one person raised their voice at each other. Not one person was throwing these slurs and everything else at each other and swearing. I have a new respect. I was raised a Democrat. I married a Republican. I'm an independent, and I told him he would get my vote if he ever ran, and unfortunately, I wish he would have run for president, but that didn't occur. If he runs for governor, I would probably vote for him because he is quite the unifier. In any event, we have 250 years coming up in our celebration of this country.
Yes.
George Washington wouldn't have caved. Thomas Jefferson wouldn't have caved. They were under huge persecution
That's correct.
Anybody could be.
Yep.
And we have to stand for what is right in this country. We have to make things better. We have to eradicate the evil that's been happening and have stiffer penalties for these crazy people and have mental illness you know, places where they can go and get help. I mean, we need to do what we can to help this society.
Melinda, that is a fantastic call. Please keep listening, calling another time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Listen, people know how I stand on Dean. I mentioned Dean before. He's on this show. He makes news on this show. I wish we had 10,000 more Dean Phillips in politics. And by the way, if they're a little further to the right or a little further left, that's fine. But there's still somewhere in there. There's character. There's morality. And it's not like I agree with everything Dean believes in politically. But there's clarity. There's compassion. There's the willingness to work with others. And there's the willingness to tell the bleeping truth when Joe Biden was incapable of the job. And to not lie about it now and say, oh, you know what I kept saying? He was great and he was sharp. I really wasn't around him that much. Funny, we got the receipts when you were saying he's amazing behind the scenes, but when we'd see him in public, no, he's not. And then the guy in office now, the key is flatter him. Flatter him, flatter him, flatter him. If you flatter him, you're safe. If you have the audacity and the temerity to just philosophically disagree, well, then to him, you're dead to him, basically. More text here. Not worth it. Even if Trump is gone in 28, there are plenty of individuals who take the reins and nothing will ever change. More text. Chad, I can't believe that there is a fight right now about who will take this case first. Feels like Trump might pardon him. Okay, we've talked about this multiple times this week. We talked about it with Mike Freeman. We talked about it with Andy Luger, and we've had multiple texts on this. I'm well aware that Donald Trump sat and watched January 6th and did nothing. In fact, he loved it. And then he was forced to make two statements later, and it's in evidence his kids, his closest allies, were either begging him or people close to him for him to get out there and stop January 6th, but now they're spinning that. And, of course, he pardoned everyone tied to January 6th. Could there probably were. There probably were individuals who received too strong of punishments. And if it was selective, if it was incredibly narrow, sure. But everybody, and the only reason why is they're on his team. I think the chances of him pardoning this vicious individual, zero. I don't think it's a possibility at all. Chad, kind words about the show. Thank you so much. No way it'd run. But I'm certainly hoping the far left keeps Walls out of the mix for governor for sure. Don't bring back Jensen. But I'd like to see Kendall Qualls get a serious look as he's so much closer to the middle. So I interviewed Kendall Qualls a couple times and a very impressive background. But the two times I interviewed him, I thought it was just kind of autopilot. I thought it was, he really wasn't that different than others who are further to the right. The background is good. I see the messaging and he intrigues me. And then I think back to those two interviews and he was vague on specifics. So it's possible people get much, much better. And he's absolutely in the mix. So I will be paying close attention to how Mr. Qualls plays out. Texture, yes, is worth it. Another texture. It is worth it. But now lawmakers are like law enforcement officers. There's risk every day because tradespeople with guns are becoming more common. More text. I'm not an elected official, but I've worked with a health department. I've been hesitant to recommend government work to younger generations. The hate, the disgust, and the verbal abuse we face is completely out of control. No one thinks twice about posting pictures of us doing our jobs online. Man, oh man, oh man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.